Having just disgraced myself with some singing and having not sounded miserable enough or at the man who fell enough, I'm now going to read a bit of Crouch End by Stephen King, which I just found on the net. Crouch End. By the time the woman had finally gone, it was nearly 2:30 in the morning. Outside the Crouch End police station, Tottenham Lane was a small dead river. London was asleep. But London never sleeps deeply, and its dreams are uneasy. P.C. Vetter closed his notebook, which he'd almost filled as the American woman's strange, frenzied story poured out. He looked at the typewriter and the stack of blank forms on the shelf beside it. "This one'll look odd come morning light," he said. No one says come morning light. P.C. Farnham was drinking a Coke. He didn't speak for a long time. "She was American, wasn't she?" he said finally, as if that might explain most or all of the story she told. "I'll go in the back file," Vetter agreed, and looked round for a cigarette. "But I wonder." Farnham laughed. "You don't mean you believe any part of it. Go on, sir, pull the other one." "Didn't say that, did I? But you're new here." Farnham sat a little straighter. He was 27, and it was hardly his fault that he'd been posted here from Muswell Hill to the north, or that Vetter, who was nearly twice his age, had spent his entire uneventful career in the quiet London backwater of Crouch End. "So they do mention Muswell Hill. You see, that's very exciting." Well, when I say exciting, I mean, meh, you know. I'm not very good at reading things, which is why I don't often do readings of my book. But there you go. Goodbye.